Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there, and welcome to Ticket for One, the podcast that celebrates female solo travel. My name is Kate Wills, I'm a travel journalist, and each week I'm going to be speaking to a woman who inspires me about her adventures alone. Today's guest is the author and journalist Sam Baker. If you're a magazine fan, then chances are Sam has edited your favourite publication. Over the course of her career, she sat in the hot seat at Cosmopolitan, Just 17, Company and Red. And in 2015, she co-launched the online platform The Pool with Lauren Laverne. Sam has also written 5 novels, and her debut work of non-fiction, The Shift, How I Lost and Found Myself After 40 and You Can Too, is a hilarious and honest account of what it's like to go through the menopause. It's brilliantly divided into 2 parts. The Shit, which looks at the hot flushes and what she describes as an end to fuckability. And then it moves on to The Shift, which has chapters including Invisibility is Your Superpower and Witches Get Shit Done. I hear more and more from women who are over 40 who want to take solo trips, often for the first time in their lives. Maybe it's because it feels like a milestone that needs to be marked with an adventure, or maybe it's because it's the first time that they're able to put themselves first after family and work. Either way, I thought Sam would be a great person to talk about why solo travel can be a wonderful experience at any age.
Hi, Sam. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I'm loving what I've read so far of The Shift. It's so funny and relatable. I'm still on the shit phase, but I'm looking forward to The Shift. And one of the things it's made me realise is how rare it is to read about that phase of womanhood. You know, I feel like we kind of endlessly read about, like, oh, your 20s and your 30s and the stresses that come with those times too. But was that one of the reasons that you wanted to write this book?
Oh, absolutely. I just felt like when I was in my mid-40s and I started to go into, well, I was in perimenopause, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have the faintest idea what was going on. And I went in, I had mine quite early. So none of my friends were in the same situation. And there were books, but they were like, you had to go to the health section and you had to, and they were all a bit clinical. And I guess I just wanted to write the book that I would have liked to have read when I was in my 40s. Because I just feel like there's no other subject that we know so little about and we're so ill-informed about.
Yeah, absolutely. As is often the case with subjects to do with women generally. But yeah, I thought it was great. And so, as you know, this podcast is all about solo travel as a woman. And it's interesting because I think we often associate going on a trip by yourself with, you know, gap year students, staying in hostels and that kind of youthful experience. But actually, the research shows that it's becoming more and more popular with women of all ages and particularly like women over 40.
Well, I think, you know what, it's really interesting. I was thinking about this when I got your questions through. And apart from work, until last year, I had never travelled on my own.
Wow, right.
So I had done work trips, but anything that was kind of for pleasure, I'd always been with my partner, partly because I never took any time off. So when I did, it would have felt a bit mean to, like, go, sorry, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, I'm off now. But at the beginning of last year, I went, this is so out of character, this shows you how much I've been changed by the last 7 or 8 years. I went on a yoga retreat, which is like, it's the least Sam thing in the world. Imagine my friends, if my friends were listening to this, they'd be roaring with laughter, like Sam went on a yoga retreat. I mean, it was January, so, and I didn't have the money or the energy to go to Thailand or something like that. So I just went to one in Spain, and it was absolutely amazing. You could be social if you wanted to be, you could go off and do your own thing. It was my first real experience of a leisure trip on my own. And it was the best thing ever.
That's great. What was the impetus for you booking that?
Life was really shit at that point. There was like, it felt like everything was like collapsing down on me, and it never would have been a response of mine before to say, actually, I just need to go away on my own for a few days. So I think that is definitely, it's an age thing. It's having gone through this process. Do you know what? I think that what menopause, one of the many superpowers menopause gave me was the ability to say, I need this for myself. And I think that's the thing that solo travel is. It's like, I just need to take this time for myself, not be with anyone else, not think about anyone else, just do what I want to do. And I definitely would not have done that in the previous 50 years of my life.
Yeah, that's amazing then. That's great. Would you recommend this yoga retreat? Where in Spain was it?
I would. You could fly to Alicante or Valencia, and it was in between. And it's called La Crisolida. And it's not, wasn't swanky at all. I mean, it had a pool and it has treatments and stuff, but it was very simple. It wasn't one of those woo spas, you know, with all fabulous, all white and gorgeous, fabulous. It was quite rustic. And although what I hadn't banked on was it was no caffeine and it was vegan. And I hadn't read the small print, basically, because I never read small print. I'm useless. And I got there and they were like, okay, no coffee and no alcohol for the whole week. But I didn't think I could do it, but I did do it. And when I got back, my husband said to me, oh, you God, you look so different. Your skin is amazing. I didn't want that to be the case, though. I wanted it to have not worked.
I know. I actually had a similar experience when I said yes to a yoga treat, and it turned out to be raw food and vegan. And I did actually look amazing when I came back, and I was all like, I'm definitely going to carry this on in London. Like, this is great. And then obviously, like, 2 days later, I was having a burger.
Oh, God, I was the same. I was the same. I was like, oh, I've done this. I'm so vegan. I can do it. I had a cup of coffee and a croissant at the airport. I mean, I didn't even get off of Spanish soil before I blew it.
I bet it tasted great, though, after all that.
Oh, that coffee was amazing. It went straight into my system.
Yeah, the buzzing. That's so great that you enjoyed your first trip alone. Has it kind of given you the bug now to maybe do that again?
Yeah, I definitely would like to do it again, just go and just head off. But we've just moved to Edinburgh. So at the moment, I'm really into the idea of really exploring Scotland and heading up into the islands and right up into the northwest.
That would be great. Yeah, and obviously at the moment travel is a little bit off the menu, international travel anyway, but that's nice to kind of explore a new city. That's great. You say you kind of hadn't ever had the chance before because of being busy with work, but were there other things that you thought might be challenging about solo travel which actually kind of turned out not to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, as a young woman, I think, and I lived in North London, I lived in Tottenham for a long time. And then when I moved with my partner, we moved to Muswell Hill. But I think as a young woman in general, you get really used to carrying your keys in your knuckles, you know, when you're walking home at night. So I wouldn't say that I was frightened, but I think a level of threat is something you're used to. I wouldn't say that consciously put me off, but I'm sure that people think about that when they think about traveling alone.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose as well, that's, you know, in a really weird way, that's kind of a nice thing about getting older. Rebecca Solnit kind of writes about doing a lot of walking alone as a young woman and obviously kind of getting quite sort of harassed on the street. And she's saying one of the great things about getting older is, you know, not necessarily that you get harass less, but just that you care less, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I think when I was writing The Shift, when you get to the shift bit, the first chapter, which you would of the shift half, you would think is maybe doesn't sound initially that positive, but it's all about invisibility. But actually, one of the things that all the women I spoke to said was that they felt like, in a way, the male gaze having been turned away from them was a real liberation, because they didn't feel exposed in the way they had as a young woman. They didn't feel like it was part and parcel of being a young woman. It was that you had to put up with that shit. Frank, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, totally. Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be too sweary. I'm a bit sweary. And they were saying how as they got older, they'd noticed what a couple of them had 20-something daughters, and they were saying they'd noticed what their daughters had to put up with, and it made them remember how they had kind of, as a younger woman abroad, by which I mean just out and about, they'd felt they needed a certain level of armor, and that they didn't feel the need for that anymore. And I think that's true. You just feel more confident. This sounds ridiculous, but I feel bigger and more present, like more allowed to take up space. You know, when you're sat on a plane and some big bloke sits next to you, hopefully not because of social distancing, and they have all the armrests.
Yeah, the man spreading on the plane.
Oh God, the man spreading on the plane. And they think that if there are two armrests, they're both theirs, And I feel like now I would go, can you just move your arm? Whereas in the past, I would have just gone, I'll just like move my elbow into my ribs so that I don't touch
you. That's so true. Contort ourselves to kind of feel as small as possible.
It's a real psychological shift, as well as whatever might have happened physically, or whether or not, young blokes are hitting on you anymore, if they ever did. It's a real, it's more about how you feel inside.
Absolutely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Let's talk a bit about your work trip, because obviously you've had an amazing career in magazines and as an author. Have you had any funny experiences traveling by yourself for work?
Most of my work trips were, to the fashion shows. So New York, Paris, Milan. But my favourite time, well, there are two that kind of spring to mind. I mean, when I was editing Cosmo in the UK, I used to go to New York to see Helen Gurley Brown.
Oh, cool. Wow.
I know. She was such a legend. I love her so much. I loved everything about that trip, because I love being on planes on my own anyway. Absolutely love it. I love that, especially that transatlantic trip, and you're like, okay, 8 hours, no one can touch me. No one can get to me. And also at that point, I was allowed to travel business class, which was great. So you had your own pod and everything. But the best trip I did for work was when I was editing Red. We were looking at starting a conference, a kind of a big convention. So I went to that Oprah convention in Atlanta.
Wow. What was that like?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I'd never been to Atlanta before. Atlanta, you know, it's that part of, I'd never been to that part of America before. I mean, I'm cheating a bit because I did meet a friend there, but it was so amazing. And I used to be very cynical of anything I thought was a bit woo-woo. I'm a bit more tolerant of that now. That's kind of another change, you know. But sitting in an auditorium full of thousands and thousands of women, and Oprah comes on, and she's a preacher, you know, and I can't say that I swallowed it in quite the way that some of the audience did, but, you know, when she was telling you about feeling, when she was like saying you should be feeling the joy rising, you could feel the joy rising in the room, you know. That was an incredible trip. We went to a restaurant in Atlanta called Miss Pity Pat's Porch, which is, I mean, it's such a tourist trap. It's the full-on Gone with the Wind type vibe. And so we went with a full three courses, and we did the salad bar stuff. I mean, the salad bar would have fed a family of five for a week.
Yeah, with all the dressings, and I love them.
Yeah, and yeah. It was huge. And then they bring the bread basket, which is really a cake basket. And that's enormous. So just the two of us. And then the starter came. It was huge, absolutely huge. And but this was like way before the main course. And we were just like lying on the floor going, oh, my God. I mean, it's a real tourist trap, but it was a great experience.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oprah and that, what a Americana kind of adventure. That's great. Yeah. But I've heard mixed things about Atlanta, actually, I think. It's great that you were with someone, because I think it can be a bit sort of impenetrable and spread out, and you sort of need a car in that way that a lot of American cities can be.
Yeah, it wasn't a walking city for sure. And I did walk from the hotel to the convention, and it was, you know, sometimes if you ever try and walk in LA, you just feel like you're just walking along the side of a freeway feeling like an idiot.
Yeah, it was a bit like everyone's that. Like honking at you, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You just totally stick out. I quite like that, though, because I feel like, because no one walks in LA, I feel like if you do it, it's kind of quite rebellious and cool. Just the way my mind works. I didn't learn to drive until a year ago, so I'm always that person walking when it's like not appropriate.
Yeah. Well, I'd much rather walk anyway. I mean, I love New York for that reason. And I mean, I haven't been to San Francisco since it's been Tech Road. But when I did go to San Francisco, it's just, oh God, probably about 20 years ago now. I love the walkability of that city too. Mm-hmm.
And Edinburgh obviously has some great walks. Have you been doing many of those?
Yeah, it's a wonderful city. When I first came to Edinburgh with wasn't my husband then, well, it would have been like 30 years ago. And that was the first time I came. I've just absolutely loved it ever since. I love that you can stand right in the middle of the city and you can turn one way and you can see mountains, and you can turn the other way and you can see the sea. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and then all those like cobbledy, windy streets.
Yeah, the crazy old town with its like murky, spooky history. Yeah, so it's amazing.
Get lost in. What do you always like to pack when you go on a trip? Whether alone or with somebody else.
Oh God, chargers.
Very practical, Sam.
I know. I am quite practical. I mean, books. I'm such a massive reader that I can't imagine being anywhere without reading material. And I like to read books that, not travelogues, but books that might be set in or around the area that I'm going, to give you a sense of a, you know, a vibe. I remember the first time I went to the Greek island of Kefalonia, like every other person you saw was reading Captain Curly's Mandolin.
Yeah, it's like required reading.
Yeah, but you know, it's equally, say there, that was the first place I read Margaret Atwood's The Penelopiad, and I'd never read any Greek myth really. And, you know, so you're like literally sitting beside a pool. Where we stayed on the north of Kefalonia, you look out across Ithaca, where Odysseus, where he lived, but was never there because he was always off having an odyssey. And you're just thinking, oh my God, I'm reading this. And that's where he was. So I love that. I love that experience of getting inside the sense of the place.
That's really cool. Circe would be a good one as well for a Greek island. Have you read that one?
Yes, I love Circe. Pat Barker wrote an amazing book as well around the same time as Circe, which is really, really good.
Oh, okay. I'll check that one out. So a suitcase full of books and chargers. And where are you going to take them? Where's kind of next on your list? Obviously, right now it's probably not going to be imminent, but say when it's next possible, is there anywhere that you've kind of had your eye on?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, like I said, the next trip is probably going to be the north, around the north coast of Scotland. Furthest north I've been is Arbroath. So, and that was a long time ago. I went to stay with some friends up there. So, you know, I'm excited about going up around the north. I really want to, I'd love to get back to the Ionian Islands. I don't know about you, but I do know a few people who've managed to go on holiday and I can't stand their Greek island holiday photos. Yeah. It makes me want to thump them.
Instagram is a difficult place right now, for sure. What tips would you give to someone, I guess particularly, you know, an older woman who maybe hasn't travelled by herself before and is thinking about booking a trip? What would you say?
I think if you've literally never travelled on your own before, then something like a yoga retreat or, you know, some kind of a setup like that is a good place to start, because it's like a halfway house. You're doing the traveling on your own and you can spend all your time on your own if you want. You don't actually have to socialize at all. But if you want to, there are other people and there are other people who can show you the ropes and you can be fed and all of that. And if you don't want to participate, then you don't have to.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's a bit of a kind of gateway drug to solo travel.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a gateway drug because it definitely made me want to do it again.
Oh, that's amazing. Would you do another yoga retreat or would you try something different?
One of the reasons that I thought I'd try that was because I kept trying to do, as part of my, you're reading the shift, as part of my kind of quest to get a bit fitter, I tried almost everything. But whenever you went to a yoga class as a kind of a relative novice with like a bit of an idea of what a downfacing dog was, but that was about it, you just end up to, you know, spending 45 minutes in the child's pose and watching all these incredibly limber women contorting and thinking, what am I doing here? And I know that's not the point of yoga. It's not about them. It's about you. But the reality is that's not how it is. So part of the thing that was great about the retreat was that's what they were expecting from you. They were expecting that you could be any level and you just, so I kind of learned to do it. But I like Pilates best, for it's a bit lazier.
Yeah, it's a lot of just lying on your back in Pilates.
Yeah, and like stretching your leg and stretching your other leg. Yeah.
It's weird that there aren't more like Pilates retreats, like Pilates holidays. That's not really a thing, is it?
No, it should be. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't feel worthy enough. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have all that spiritual side.
Yeah, it might be the machine aspect of it, because obviously you can do Pilates on the floor or on machines, but maybe people expect machines and that's a big outlay.
Yeah, I think it would be good though. Maybe we should start one.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me, Sam. It's been really a pleasure and loving the book and getting so much from it. And I feel like I want to give it to every woman I know, you know, in her 20s or 30s or 40s or, you know, wherever.
Thank you, Kate.
I loved hearing from Sam about the perks of getting older and how liberating it can be as a woman, especially when it comes to travelling alone. If, like Sam, you're thinking about taking your first trip by yourself, here are some tips for solo travel first timers. As Sam says, a yoga retreat can be a great option, but if yoga's not your thing, then I reckon any activity holiday is the perfect way to get a taste of solo travel, because there's always other people around if you want company, and you've also got the built-in structure of whatever it is that you're doing. I went on a brilliant kite surfing trip to Essaouira in Morocco last year with a company called Kite Worldwide. I met loads of great people of all different ages and learned something completely new. Cycling holidays, painting, cooking, anything where you're learning something or doing an activity is a great option. If you're traveling alone for the first time, I think it's really important to book something for your first night. Not just your accommodation, but where you'll have dinner too. If you're feeling a bit lonely when you land, that first night can be tough, And so having something planned means that you don't end up sort of wandering around on your own and eating somewhere rubbish or staying somewhere you don't particularly like. Lastly, I think it's a really good idea to train yourself up at home before you go on a solo trip. If you just take yourself on small solo adventures and see how you find it, it really helps when you're building up to going away by yourself. So take yourself for a coffee alone, eat a meal by yourself in a fancy restaurant, go to an exhibition, maybe even leave your phone at home so that you can actually appreciate where you are and experience the surroundings. If you can do all of that by yourself, then you can more than handle a solo trip abroad. That's all from me. Thank you so much for listening to Ticket for One. I'll be back next week, or you can follow me on Instagram at Kate Wills Writes. If you're enjoying the podcast, please do rate and review it. And please share your questions and experiences of solo travel with me by emailing ticketforonepodcast@gmail.com. Hope to see you next week, and goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.